Will ethanol and biodiesel be treated fairly? Hello and welcome, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Corn and soybean farmers are watching closely to see if the Environmental Protection Agency will decide that biodiesel and ethanol reduce greenhouse gas emissions enough to qualify for the renewable fuel standard. If it doesn't, farmers say it will be like cutting off your nose to spite your face, and the environment will suffer. Jonna Miller has more.
The Environmental Protection Agency will soon determine if ethanol and biodiesel reduce greenhouse gas emissions enough to qualify as a renewable fuel. Most people might think that's a no-brainer, but EPA must consider indirect land use in that equation.
This would count from the tractor to the tailpipe. For example, if you were tilling your land, that would count as emissions. Trucking your corn to the ethanol plant, that counts as emissions from the ethanol plant. That also counts.
American Farm Bureau Energy Specialist Ann Steckel says if every emission is considered, then the positives should be considered, too. For example, distiller's grains are a byproduct of ethanol production, so you're getting two products from one corn crop.
A co-product like distiller's grains is not taken into consideration. We've been trying to advocate to Congress, to the administration, that we really need this to be accounted for.
Steckel asks, if the goal is lessening greenhouse gases, shouldn't ethanol and biodiesel be compared to the emissions from oil and gas production? But they're not.
If they don't have a current model that takes into account all the good things that renewable fuels are giving back, it's very difficult for an accurate ruling. It would be a big blow to the renewable fuels industry, to the environment, to lessening our dependence on foreign oil.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, you may have heard this week that the Obama family plans on putting out a garden this spring at the White House, and the American Farm Bureau has expressed their support and encourages other families to plant their own backyard gardens. It's a great way to discover what it takes to produce our food and learn more about the agricultural industry. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.